AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Tom Brady will be playing for a new head coach when the now unretired quarterback returns to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next season. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Bruce Arians has decided to retire and is moving into the Buccaneers front office. He's being replaced by defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, whose previous head coaching job was with the New York Jets. Arians coached the Bucs to the Super Bowl title in the 2020 season and was 31-18 in 3 years with Tampa Bay.
Brady thanked Arians in an Instagram post Wednesday night, calling him, quote, a true NFL legend and pioneer. In NFL free agency, three-time All-Pro cornerback Patrick Peterson announced on social media that he is returning to the Vikings for a second season. In college basketball, former Seton Hall player and assistant Shaheen Holloway is returning to the Pirates as the team's new men's basketball coach after guiding 15th-seeded St. Peter's historic Cinderella run to the Elite Eight. Meanwhile, Final Four-bound Kansas guard Ochai Agbaji is one of five finalists for the Wooden Award. Wisconsin's Johnny Davis, Iowa's Keegan Murray, Gonzaga's Drew Timmy, and Kentucky's Oscar Tshiebwe are also finalists. In the NBA, the East-leading Heat held off the red-hot Celtics in a 106-98 win. Jimmy Butler scored 24 for Miami, while Kyle Lowry added 23 points and 8 assists.
This is a good win. Playing against probably the hottest team in the NBA. It's a good win for us, a good test for us.
The West-leading Suns outlasted the Warriors 107-103. Devin Booker and Mikal Bridges had 23 apiece for Phoenix. Golden State's Jordan Poole scored a career-high tying 38. In the NHL, Andrew Kopp scored a minute 34 into overtime to lift the Rangers over the Red Wings 5-4. Here's Rangers coach Gerard Gallant.
We found a way to stay close to the game all night and, got the result at the end.
And in soccer, the U.S. men's national team qualified for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar despite a 2-0 loss to Costa Rica. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.